Thank you, everybody, for speaking with us Tuesday afternoon. We always made it one more day after just 2 hours today. Okay, so today I will be giving you a little overview on the 10-year target, especially for the dietary intake objective within the Healthy People 2020. Healthy People 2020 is the big objective for the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm sure you all know about it, but a lot of times we don't know how this target was set because it's so integral and so behind the scene process. So that's why I wanted to give you a little overview about it. So my presentation online for today, I will describe, I will give you an overview of this nutrition objective for Healthy People 2020. And I will also describe the dietary intake objective for the Healthy People 2020, their basis, and the how the measure was set and how we will be tracking the next decade, and the systematic approach that we use to set the target, and how this result will look like. So in the last 3 decades, starting about 1980, the Healthy People Initiative has provided a comprehensive set of national objectives to improve the health of the U.S. population. So what are the key features for the Healthy People Initiative? It's a strategic framework and roadmap for achieving a healthier nation. It provides a comprehensive set of national health objectives with 10-year targets to measure progress on health issues in specific populations, and to focus public health effort by engaging multidisciplinary and multi-sectorial stakeholders at all levels in achieving progress on each goals and objective, and provides a foundation for prevention and wellness activity across various sectors and federal government. It guides national research, program planning, and policy. The National Food and Nutrition Intake Objective have been integral to 4 different generations of Healthy People Initiative, given the importance of diet in health promotion and disease prevention. Dietary factors are associated with many leading health of deaths in the U.S. and many health conditions. Those include overweight, obesity, heart disease, stroke, some type of cancer, type 2 diabetes, and osteoporosis. So how are we doing in the last decade? Unfortunately, little or no progress has made in the last 10 years. Only 1 of the 7 nutrition waste status objectives have made significant progress. That's the objective that aimed at increasing the proportion of U.S. population who met the calcium dietary recommendation. There's no little or no progress on the other food and nutrition intake objective and an increasing fruits and vegetable and whole grain intake, or at decreasing the intake of sodium and saturated fat. And the very last objective, actually, we're going in the negative direction of that, not moving towards, actually, you hear that a lot, the waste status and the prevalence of overweight obesity actually has increased for youth and adults. So in the lesson learned with Healthy People 2010, a reason identified for not making such progress is we don't have enough emphasis on health determinants. Therefore, in Healthy People 2020, more emphasis is placed on health determinants, which frame the national health objective. It recognizes the condition in which we live and work, such as our physical and social environment and access to health services, as well as our individual behavior and biology, all impact on our health. This slide identifies 4 overarching goals for Healthy People 2020, including a new goal to create social and physical environments that promote good health for all. In Healthy People 2020, there will be a continued focus on eliminating health disparity with expanding tracking of subpopulation estimates for objectives, including race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, gender, age, disability status, and sexual orientation. In the Healthy People 2020 nutrition and weight status topic area, we address a broad range of nutrition topics with the goal to promote health and reduce chronic disease through the consumption of healthful diet and achieve a healthy body weight. The basis for many years of Healthy People 2020 is the dietary guideline for America. It is the key reference in justifying many nutrition objectives, including those that address weight and food nutrition intake. The development of proposal for Healthy People 2020 objective and targets, engaging an interagency work group with experts across different federal government, including many from Department of Health Human Services and USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture Agency. In the final set of objectives, which consists of about 33 measures with the 2020 targets, more emphasis is placed on health determinants, including access to healthier food, while number of Healthy People 2010 target will retain, including objectives that are focused on health care and worksite setting, improving Americans' diet, weight, and reducing food insecurity and iron deficiency. Of the 33 measures that we have for Healthy People 2020, 10 are for food and nutrient consumption. So let's turn to the more specific for dietary intake measure for Healthy People 2020. As mentioned before, the Dietary Guideline for America is the basis to serve the key reference for nutrition and weight status objective. So for the one that for the objective that are focused on increasing the intake for the population age 2 and older are the fruits, vegetables, and whole grain, as well as calcium. With the increasing emphasis on the diversity or variety of the vegetable, therefore, dark green, orange vegetable, and legume is also added to the objective in addition to the total vegetable. If you were in the Monday Healthy People 2020 Leading Health Indicator release by Dr. Cole, total vegetable is one of the 26 leading health indicators that will be emphasized in the future. So for the dietary intake measures that are emphasize on reduce the intake, those are including the consumption of calorie from solid fat, added sugar, solid fat, saturated fat, and sodium. Given the scientific updates that not the total fat matters for the heart health, but the types of fat, therefore from the total fat objective from Healthy People 2010 was no longer retained, but the saturated fat is. So with also the emphasis on that majority of Americans that consume too much solid calorie from solid fat added sugar, so this objective was added as part of the Healthy People 2020 dietary intake objective. Oops. Okay. So what's new compared to the Healthy People 2020 to 2010? As I mentioned before, the calorie from solid fat added sugar is a new objective. The wording is a little change. It used to be increase the proportion of the population who met the recommendation. The problem is every time when the scientific updates, the quantitative measurement tends to vary over time. So we start changing the wording, identify only the desirable direction for certain objectives are promoting either increase or decrease process. So instead of using proportion, we decided to use the mean population daily intake as our tracking measures. The interagency group also developed a process, a systematic approach to set the target. Originally, the default approach is set at 10%. However, when we go through the 10 dietary intake measures, there are some objectives just have very little change. It's very hard to track. So how do we come up with the target for all the dietary intake objectives? There are several criteria that the interagency work group criteria that we consider. At the very minimum, the target has to be challenging and callous for driving action, while at the same time potentially will be achievable. At the very minimum, we look at the shift of the mean intake distribution from the baseline intake, usual intake distribution to either to the 75th percentile for the objective or NI increasing the intake, or shift the mean intake from the baseline distribution to the 25th percentile. Does that make sense? So either for the objective that are NI increasing, we're trying to shift the population mean to the 75th percentile, or for the objective are NI decreasing, we try to shift to the 25th percentile. So see, this is a way how we can come up with systematic way to set up the target. Also, we're looking at the past trend and where the to see if the past trend can predict the future direction, or if those target that we set will be applicable to all the subpopulation. Of course, based on some of the other factors, we also consider if that will be applicable to some of the dietary intake objective. So in the next several slides, I will put four examples for the out of the 10 measurements to give you an example. So all the objectives are using the data based on What We Eat in America and National Health Nutrition Examination Survey. It's a collaboration effort between CDC, NCHS, and USDA ARS. For the food intake objective, we also use USDA My Pyramid equivalent database. USDA and FDA, they conduct a data analysis to construct the age-adjusted baseline estimate and the estimate for subpopulation and the usual intake distribution for the target setting. For the sodium, we look at the usual intake distribution from the 2010 IOM report on strategy to reduce sodium intake in the U.S. population. For the calcium, we use the usual intake distribution based on the supplemental table from the 2008 Progress Review of Healthy People 2010 objective report. More information, if you are interested, you can find it from Health Indicator Warehouse on the Healthy People 2020 website. So the first example that I will use is the increase the contribution of fruit intake for the population age 2 and older. The baseline estimate is that 0.5 cup equivalents per 1,000 calorie as the mean daily intake based on the first day 24-hour recall data. The target was set at the 0.9 cup equivalent per 1,000 calorie. And next slide, I will show you the progress, how we come up with the target. This is the baseline usual intake distribution for total fruit. The baseline mean intake is at 0.5 cup equivalent per 1,000 calorie, and the target was set at 75th percentile, which is 0.9 cup equivalent per 1,000 calorie. So based on the past trend, there's no significant increase in the past 10 years, and there's room improvement for all the subpopulation. And so the target we set at 75th percentile will have room for improvement for all the subpopulation. For the next example I use is the total vegetable intake. And the objective is to increase the contribution of total vegetable to the diet of the population age 2 and older. The baseline is at 0.8 cup equivalent of per 1,000 calories. And the target is, if we were to set at 75th percentile, it would be a different number, but interagency group coordinating group numbers, we decided to do some adjustment. Therefore, the target set at 1.1. So if you look at the graph, this is the baseline usual intake distribution. And the mean intake is at the 0.8 cup equivalent per 1,000. So initially, if we go at 75th percentile, we'll come up with 0.9. From 0.8 to 0.9, really not much of a difference. Therefore, the group member decided we need to push a little further to at the 90th percentile. So the target becomes that 1.1 cup equivalent per 1,000 calorie. So let's turn to the objective that are aimed at decrease the consumption. The first one is the solid fat and added sugar, or reduce the consumption of calorie for solid fat and added sugar. The baseline estimate is at 34.6%. And the target was set at 29.8%. This is the baseline usual intake distribution. And the baseline is, like I mentioned, is 34.6%. And we pushed to the lower at 25th percentile, which represents 29.8% calorie from solid fat out of sugar. For the sodium, this is very controversial objective. The objective size and reduce the consumption of sodium for the population age 2 and older. The baseline estimate is 3641 milligrams of sodium from food, dietary supplement, antacid, drinking water, and salt use at the table. The target was set at 2300 milligrams. This is the baseline usual intake distribution. The mean intake, like I said, is about 3600 milligrams. If we push the target at 25th percentile, there are many subpopulations actually already met the target. Therefore, the interagency work group decided to push to the 10th percentile instead of at 25th percentile. There happens to be 2300 milligrams of sodium per day. Looking at the past trend, everybody knowing the past 10 years, the whole population did not really make progress. Actually, the intake went up a little bit. Majority of the population did not really meet the target. So that's the final decision is set at 10th percentile. This is the summary of all the dietary intake objectives that are aimed at increasing the consumption. So based on the standard systematic approach, we have total fruit intake and whole grain and calcium. The target are set at the 75th percentile. And for total vegetables and whole grain, since the measurement needs to be more challenging for all of the population, including subpopulation, so the target set at the 90th percentile. For the dark green, orange vegetables and legumes, because the measurement are fairly small, so we end up have to push a little further to 95th percentile. For the target that are aimed at reducing the consumptions, including the sodium, the calorie from saturated fat and solid fats and added sugar, except for sodium. All the rest of the dietary intake objective, the target are set at the 25th percentile. There are more information on the web that you can find out, including the implementation plan. Also, on Monday, the leading health indicator for healthy people 2020 was released, and there is a National Health Promotion Summit will come up in April in Washington, D.C. again. So there's a publication coming up this month talking about National Nutrition Objective and more detailed information that you could get from the publication. And that's my email if you have any questions. Thank you.